In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I think it's particularly beautiful that we are presented by the church with these scriptures in this time between the Ascension and Pentecost. We have these days to prepare for the coming of the Holy Spirit and to ask the Lord to pour the gift of the Holy Spirit out upon us anew. For we see in the gospel reading that persecution will be the lot of the faithful Christian, and we were going to need the strength of the Holy Spirit that we might not be scandalized, that we might not fall into sin because of this, but that we might instead stand strong with the Lord and remain faithful to Him at all times, in all places, in all things, in all ways. You can't help but think, when we consider some of the violent persecution of us, really, our brothers and sisters in Christ today, and we think about how, in part, it's in our own times that this prophecy of the Lord is fulfilled, when He says, "Whosoever will kill you will think that he is doing a service to God," or even, you could say, giving worship to God. And if we consider, for example, how, in the case of Islamic violence, is that not done in the name of God? And they think, mistakenly, that they're offering a service to God. And really, you can consider any persecution. It always is going to have something to do with false worship. It always is going to boil down to a question of worship. And it's a twisting of a search for right worship. So there's a kernel of truth, as it were, that lies behind it. If somebody's going to go so far as to persecute one, generally that's going to mean that we're convinced that everyone ought to worship God the right way. But yet the Lord shows us in the gospel that His way is not the way of violence. He doesn't allow the sons of Zebedee to call down fire upon the Samaritan town that rejects Him. Instead, He shows a different way. Nevertheless, it's a way certainly of power, one of the call of God, one of the grace of God, which calls each one of us and invites us into that relationship with Him and makes it possible to enter into that relationship with Him through the sacraments of His church, which He left us. But He shows us that His way, and thus our way, is not this way of violence. And yet, we have experienced violence all up and down the ages, and I suspect we will continue to do so until Christ comes again. For those who do this are thinking that they're offering a service to God. And whether it could simply be just, as it were, other pagan gods that people worship today, and because of that, they find us inconvenient at best and a downright nuisance at worst, because we continue to propose the way of Christ, the way of truth, the way of the gospel, the good news of our Lord. So we ask the Lord today to strengthen us, to send the Holy Spirit upon us anew, that we might not be scandalized, and that in all those different ways that we experience strife and suffering for the sake of Christ and of the gospel, in all those ways we might be strong. We might have that constant mutual charity that St. Peter tells us to have in the epistle reading. There are so many ways in which we find that we are called to suffer for the sake of Christ. And it can just simply be because of the sins that sadly we end up committing, even just in our own homes. You know, we get short with one another, lose patience, maybe snap, you know. Can we respond not in kind, not with the way of the world, but with the way of charity, the way of Christ? Can we ask the Lord, "Can I take these things for love of you? May they increase my love for you, that I can, and may I be able to respond to whoever may be persecuting me, as it were, in whatever way, with charity, with love, and with a sincere prayer for that person's conversion and salvation." We also want to stand strong with those who are in the parts of the world that are experiencing other forms of persecution for their Catholic faith as well. We ask the Holy Spirit to be poured out upon them. Let's not forget them, those suffering in Syria, elsewhere in the Middle East. But we ask throughout the course of these days, with this time of novena to the Holy Spirit, that he be poured out anew upon us and upon them, that we be strengthened in faith and in hope and in charity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.